This is Akashvani. The news read by Ramya. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has ruled out any third-party mediation between India and Pakistan, reiterating that New Delhi's dealings with Islamabad will be strictly bilateral. Talking to media on the sidelines of an event in New Delhi today, Dr. Jaishankar said India has made it clear that the only thing which remains to be discussed with Pakistan is the vacating of illegally occupied Indian territory in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir.
Our relations, our dealings with them will be strictly bilateral. That is a national consensus for many years, and there is absolutely no change. Pakistan has a list of terrorists who need to be handed over. They have to shut down the terrorist infrastructure. We are prepared to discuss with them what is to be done on terrorism. Those are the talks which are feasible.
The External Affairs Minister stressed that the Indus Water Treaty will continue to be held in abeyance until cross-border terrorism by Pakistan is credibly and irrevocably stopped. On cessation of firing and military action between India and Pakistan, Dr. Jaishankar elaborated that New Delhi had sent a message to Islamabad that only terrorist infrastructure is being targeted and asked the Pak military not to interfere. However, he said, Pakistan chose to ignore the advice. Earlier, speaking at the inauguration of the Embassy of Honduras in New Delhi, Dr. S. Jaishankar said the economic engagements between India and Honduras in the last 3 decades have grown steadily, with bilateral trade reaching more than $300 million. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that Prime Minister Modi has redefined India's policy against terrorism and any attack on Indian soil will be considered as an act of war. He termed Operation Sindoor as the biggest action taken by India against terrorism in the history and a testament to the nation's commitment to go to any extent to eliminate the menace. Addressing the troops at Army's 15 Corps Badami Bagh cantonment, he commended the Indian Armed Forces for their valour, bravery and meticulous work while executing Operation Sindoor. The government has revoked the security clearance of Turkish ground handling firm Celebi Airport Services India Private Limited with immediate effect. In an order issued today, the Bureau of Civil Aviation Security said that the decision was taken in the interest of national security. The security clearance for this company had been approved by the BCAS Director General in November 2022. Celebi Aviation provides passenger handling, flight operations, cargo and postal services, as well as management of aero bridges and warehouse services at airports across 9 cities, including Delhi, Mumbai, Bengaluru, Hyderabad, Goa, Cochin and Kunur. India and the European Union, EU, have launched 2 major research and innovation initiatives aimed at tackling marine plastic litter and developing waste-to-hydrogen technology. These initiatives were introduced with a joint investment of 391 crore rupees. Despite global efforts, marine pollution continues to threaten biodiversity, disrupt ecosystems and impact human health. In response, India and the EU have initiated a collaborative program to combat marine pollution with a particular focus on the pervasive issue of marine plastic litter. The government has dismissed the reports carried by several news channels and social media posts claiming that External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said Chinese satellites helped Pakistan. The fact-check unit of Press Information Bureau clarified that External Affairs Minister is being misquoted and that he has not made this statement. It urged people to stay vigilant and avoid falling for deceptive information. Delhi Police's IFSO unit has busted an international syndicate running a digital arrest scam and recovered over 2 crore rupees. The police said that the conmen impersonated as officials from the Telecom Regulatory Authority of India and the Maharashtra Police. The Khelo India Youth Games 2025 concluded in Bihar this evening. Curtains came down on the games with a colourful and entertaining closing ceremony at the Pataliputra Sports Complex in Patna. The Youth Games commenced on the 4th of this month. Maharashtra emerged as the overall champion at the Games, earning 158 medals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.